You in Sefer HaTanya, we're in Perek Gimel. We began learning in Perek Gimel last week. If you have the Sefer, we are on page Kuf Samech Bet. Page Kuf Samech Bet. So we learned that in the Nefesh, in the Ruach, in the Neshama of each Jew, there are 10 Sefirot. Kuf Samech Bet. And we learned that the 10 Sefirot are categorized into two parts. The top three, he called them Shalosh Imot, and the bottom seven, Sheva Kfulot. The difference between the top three, Chochma, Bina, Vada'at, is that they are called Mochin. They are the intellectual Sefirot, and the Sheva Sefirot of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut are the seven Midot. And we learned also that the three top Midot, the three top Sefirot, are what are molid, are what give birth to the seven Midot. So we learned that Chochmah Ubina, that's why you find in the Zohar HaKadosh, they are called, they are termed Abba Ve'ima. From Chochmah et Bina, through the Sfira of Da'at, we'll soon see what Chochmah means, what Bina means, what Da'at means. From those three, the seven Midot, beginning with Chesed, which is Ahavat Hashem, Gevura, which is Yirat Hashem, are born. And he explains. So on page Kuf Samich Bet, Ki Asechel Shebanefesh Amaskelet, the Sechel, which is in our nefesh, keshemitbonen umaamik meod bigdulat Hashem, when the mind of a person contemplates, thinks deeply into the greatness of Hashem, echu memale kol almin vesovev kol almin. These are words from the Zohar HaKadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu permeates the world. He fills the world. Memale kol almin. Vesovev kol almin. And Hashem surrounds the world. In short, Rabotai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there's what's called, he made Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum means that the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Or Ein Sof, is so bright, we would not be able to exist. Everything would be batel. Everything would not be able to exist. The light is too big. Hashem wanted to create a world of Gashmiut. We won't go into the reasons right now why. Obviously, that's a big topic. But he wanted a world that is Gashmim Gamur, a materialistic world. A materialistic world cannot exist in the midst of Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu. The light is too big. Wouldn't be able to handle it. So therefore, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do was to transform it in a way of constriction, in a way of Tzimtzum, which there's a lot of talk, how to understand Tzimtzum. Basically, there are two schools of thought, how to learn Tzimtzum. But also, we're just going to explain simply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it as though that he took away his light from a certain spot. Or he took away the feeling of his light. We'll just say that. From a certain spot in which he created the material universe that he created. Now, how did he do that? So we have a Kabbalah from the Zohar HaKadosh. And it's built on what it says in Pirkei Avot. Be'asara ma'amarot nivra ha'olam. The world was created with 10 sayings. These 10 sayings are the 10 sefirot. The 10 sefirot are 10 kelim, vessels, into which HaKadosh Baruch Hu put His light, to contain His light. These are the 10 sefirot. So now, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hashem is memale kol almin, vesovev kol almin. Memale kol almin, that means in this world, let atar panui mine. There's not one spot that is without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He fills every inch of this world. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. But that is in as much as we can see in this world. Memale kol almin is still within the realm of understanding. Sovev kol almin, that's Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu, that is outside of the realm of our physical existence. Which means whenever there is something that we're not able to understand, that a human being is not able to comprehend about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that comes from the world of Sovev Kol Almin. When we are able to talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever Hashem showed us in this world, such as the 13 Midot of the Chesed, that's in the Geder of Memale Kol Almin. So Hashem fills the world and He surrounds the world. No. All the diburim of Kabbalah, any diburim that we have in this world, is all within the realm of Memale Kol Almin. Sovev Kol Almin, this is Ain Lo Ra'ata Elohim Zulatecha. The human being is not able to understand. Now, another statement coming from the Tikkuni HaZohar, the Baal HaTanya is quoting, V'chola Kameh Kela Chashiv. Learn those four words by heart. V'chola, and everything, Kameh Befanav Le'umato, in before him, Kela Chashiv, Chashuv Keklum, is considered like nothing. It's based on a pasuk in Daniel. V'chola Kameh Kela Chashiv. Everything in this world before him is nothing. So now, the Sechel HaMaskelet thinks about Gadluto Yidbarach. He brings these three little phrases from the Zohar HaKadosh, which cover everything. But in that is the study of Gedulato Yidbarach, to learn, to see how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. From that Sechel, Nolda venitorera midat yirat haromemut bemocho umachashavto, begins to be born and to be awakened in the person a midah of yirat haromemut, of fear, of awe, of reverence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, beginning bemocho ubemachashavto, in his thoughts, lira, to fear him, ulehit boshesh migedulato yidbarach she'en lasof v'tachlit, and to practically be ashamed before Hashem. Like we say in the tefillah, En lanu metzach leharim rosh. We're ashamed when we think, even just for a moment, when we think of Gadluto Yidbarach, and on the other hand, how small and feeble we are. So that brings lira ulid boshesh migedulato yidbarach she'en lasof v'tachlit upachad Hashem belibo. It's me'orer, it awakens a fear of Hashem in his heart. And that expands to the following. Veshuv, shuv means over here. And then afterwards, yitlahev libo be'ahava aza. His heart becomes on fire with love, strong love. Kerishpe'esh, like it says in Shir HaShirim, rishpe'esh al hevetya. Kerishpe'esh, like beams of fire. Bechashika, v'chafitza u'tshuka. Chashika is lashon cheshek. Cheshek means, the difference between chashika v'chafitza is like this. Cheshek means you are attracted to something, but you don't necessarily know why. You just feel, wow, I want this. I want it. That's cheshek. V'lashon v'chashuk kehem kasev, dvarim she'mechabrim. Cheshek is lashon chibur. It's a lashon of connection. I feel connected. I don't know why. I cannot explain it. That's called cheshek. And then chafitza, that's chefetz. Ki chafetz bevat Yaakov. Chefetz means that there is an attraction, there is a desire, and you know what you want. You know why, and you know what you are going after. So after the itbonenut that brings to yirah, which expands into ahava aza bechashika vechafitza uchuka venefesh okeka ligdulat ensof baruch hu, he desires only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After contemplating, after thinking about the greatness of Hashem, All he desires is Hashem, vehi klot ha-nefesh. That's the meaning of klot ha-nefesh. Klot ha-nefesh means that the soul is going out of it, like we say, kaleta nafshi lechatzrot, nichsefa gam kaleta nafshi lechatzrot Hashem. Kaleta nafshi, my soul is going out for you, Hashem, like nafshi yatzea bedabero. That's klot ha-nefesh. By the way, the Chovot Halvavot, in Shara Kniya, he explains that's what real tefillah is. In Shara Kniya, the Chovot Halvavot has a whole perek, beautiful, on tefillah, what tefillah is. And he describes tefillah in five ways. He gives five aspects. One of them is klot ha-nefesh el yotzra. That the nefesh desires to be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says in Tehilim, David HaMelech, I mean the entire Tehilim is filled with this. Nichsefa v'gam kaleta nafshi, uchtiv tzame'a nafshi lelokim le'el chai, uchtiv tzame'a lecha nafshi, be'eretz tziya ve'ayef. Ve'atzima'on hu mi'isod ha'esh she'benefesh ha'elokit. Now, the midah of thirst, this thirst of a human being towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where does it come from? It comes from the yesod of fire that's in a human being. We are all made from four things. Everything in this world is esh, ruach, mayim, afar. From the arba yesodot. From the yesod of esh, that's where tzimaon comes from. Kemo shekatvu hativiyim, he says, like is written in the Sfarim of science, Vechen hu be'etz chayim, and as taught by the Ari HaKadosh in Sefer Etz Chayim, sheyesod ha'esh hu balev. The source of the fire is balev. So what do we see over here? Where did it all begin? It began in the nefesh ha-maskelet. He was thinking with his moach, with his chokhmah, and he delved deeper into it with his binah. Then it came down to where? It came down to his lev, to his heart. Umekor ha-mayim ve'alachut me'amoach. The source of the coldness, the source of water, comes from the moach. We're soon going to learn, we'll study that in the Sefer Bezrat Hashem, how this is also connected here is something that needs to be explained. There are, in short, the Mefarshim explain over here, and as the Sefer HaTanya is going to explain to us, there are two stages of Ahavat Hashem, two stages. There is Ahavat Hashem that comes out of a fire, Rishpe'esh al-Hevetya, of Tzima'on, that's Miyesod Ha'esh. And then there is, after that, Ahavat Hashem that comes as a Matana Min HaShamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a gift. He gives him extra understanding of him. He calls it Ahava Beta'anugim. That comes from the Moach, and that's what he's referring to here when he says Mekor HaMayim. Ukemo shekatu be'etz chayim, shehi bechinat chokhma, shenikra mayim shebanefesh ha'elakit. Ushar amidot kulan, hen anfe ha'yira ve'ahava ve'toladotehem. Look what he did here. It starts with Chochmah Bina Vadat, as he'll get back to explain. That gives birth, Abba Ve'ima, that gives birth to Chesed and Gevura. Chesed and Gevura is Ahavat Hashem, Yirat Hashem. Then from there, through the funnel of Tiferet, as we will learn, Be'ezrat Hashem, from there, all the Midot, Netzachot Yesod Malchut, are all the Midot that are as a result, either of Ahava or of Yirah. Either from Chesed, or from Gevura. All these are just Rashi Parakim Rabotai, that Be'ezrat Hashem we're going to learn more and more. Ve'hada'at, so we learned Chochmah and Bina. Da'at, u'milashon ve'ha'adam yada et chava. What's the word yada in Hebrew? You see, in English you say knowledge. Lo yodim ma ze knowledge, man. In Hebrew, every word has a shorish. Da'at, what does the word da'at mean? Ulashon itkashrut veitchabrut. Rabotai, the word da'at means to be connected. Shemekasher da'ato bekesher amitz vechazak meod veitkam achshavto bechozek bigdulat ensof baruchu. Rabotai, it's possible to have chokhmah. Chokhmah, if you remember, we explained last time, is the beginning, itnotzetzut harayon, is the first idea. Oh, let's say a person wants to build a house, so that first idea, I have to build a house, that's Chochmah. Then Bina, in his mind, he's thinking how, and if, and where, how many rooms, how many windows, how many floors. He's taking that yud of chokhmah and he's making it into a he of binah. That's expanding the chokhmah. But you could have chokhmah and binah, and then what's going to happen? If you don't stay consistent with your thoughts, it's gonna go lost. A person can think to build a house from today till tomorrow. If he doesn't make the decision, that's it, I'm doing it, and I'm going to persist in it, it's not going to happen. That's where da'at comes in. Da'at means that the person is mitkasher with the chokhmah ubina. That which he thought about in chokhmah, and he was ma'amik betocho in bina, da'at means I have a resolve to act in accordance. I want to repeat that. I want to think it over again and again. The consistency takes the chokhmah and bina and makes it part of himself. Ze mekasher oto el mahut shelo. Ki af mishu chacham venavon bigdulat ensof baruch hu, hine im lo yekasher da'ato ve'itka machashavto ve'chozek uve'atmada. Even a person who has chokhmah and bina bigdulato yitbarach, but if he's not going to stay consistent in thinking more and more about a kadosh baruch hu and repeating this that he learned and understood, lo yolid benafsho yir'a ve'ahava amitit. So the only way for chokhmah and bina, abba ve'ima, to give birth to chesed and gevura, which is ahava and yir'a, is only with da'at in the middle. Only through da'at ha-mekasheret is it possible for those, for chokhmah and bina, to give birth to the results of yir'a and ahava amitit, ki im dimyonot sham, or else it's just going to be stam, things that don't have kayama, not going to last. כדי להוציא את הדבר ממש מן הכוח אל הפועל, כדי שחוכמה ובינה ייוולדו היראה והאהבה, חייבים דעת. בלי דעת, גם בלא דעת, נפש לא טוב, שלמה המלך says. Without דעת, נפש, what you have in the nefesh, it's not going to help. The dat is where everything is. That's why we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata chonen la'adam dat, umlamed le'enosh bina, v'chonenu me'itecha chokhma bina vada. The mekubalim say a lot on this, very important to say, you know, there's minagim to say different nuschal. This is the nusach, which is lefi chokhmat ha'emet, chokhma bina vada, because this is what we're asking for. Just to finish here, ve'al ken ha'da'at hu kiyum ha'midot v'chiyutan. The dat is what, you know, like when you cook. So in order to have the two things together, you need something that gives consistency, that holds it together. The da'at is what is mekayem the midot v'chiyutan, v'u kolel chesed u'gvura, pirush ahava ve'anafeha, v'yir'a ve'anafeha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the zechut to grow little by little in chokhmah, binah, vadat, and all the good midot, hatovot v'atromiyot. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha omer, ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichah achirba lahem Torah ומצוות שנאמר, Adonai hafetz lemען צדקו יגדיל Torah ויאדיר. Amen. 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 Yehe Shemeh Rabba Mevarach. Alam lo me'amayah.